Phone out, Tommy.
In a time where unsolicited advice, opinions, and dick pics are the norm.
Here's a podcast you didn't ask for,
but we're giving you anyway.
Well, actually, I
wanted to make sure you're up.
I'm awake.
Allow me to play devil's advocate.
I don't think you know what that word means.
This fucking guy.
This is Unsolicited.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Unsolicited Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jack, and I'm here, as usual, with Tommy and Kelly.
It's like, as time goes on, it sounds like our theme song was, like, Tommy recorded it on a cassette tape playing on the radio, and yeah. Then now it's playing it as our theme.
Yeah, look, other podcasts, like, put their theme song in post, and it's consistent. It's the same every time. We do it live, so every time it plays, it's a little bit different, a little bit more fucked up than the last time.
It's a little flavor, gives it a little personality. How is the theme song feeling this week?
It's not that it's unprofessional.
It's a curated piece of art. It's never the same.
It's never the same. It's, you never know what's going to happen in the episode.
It's like a Grateful Dead concert. You never know
exactly
what it's going to sound like or what you're going to get. Or
and you don't know how you're getting home.
Nope. But we'll still play the greatest hits every night. Every night.
They don't play the greatest hits every night. That's the thing.
No, but we will.
Oh, we will.
Oh, we will.
And one of our greatest hits is
Logistics.
Oh, come on.
Bro,
no,
this one's
there's
good.
No reason for a logistics.
Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there is. Go back in the chat back to Wednesday, March 27th. And for the record today is April 4th.
Yeah, you got
what day am I? March 22nd?
March 27th at 3:09 p.m.
Wow.
This is why we don't schedule things so far in advance, because it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Well, I'm still trying to get past the 28th. Wednesday, March 27th?
Starts with Kelly.
3:09 p.m. I said pod Friday or skip this week?
I'm out of town Friday, so next week, I guess.
And I thumbsed up it.
Are you sure it's not the 27th? You said it was March 27th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, March 27th, we were talking about changing passwords and...
Keep going up.
Oh, okay. Pod Friday or skip this week?
Yeah. That's
all right.
Me.
Jack?
Yeah, I'm out of town Friday, so next week, I guess.
What's wrong with Thursdays?
I could do tomorrow between 11 to 2. Something just changed.
Tough time for me. Tough time for me. Okay. Well, I was just making note of what happened. We normally do Thursdays, but then all of a sudden...
We don't normally do any fucking day. It's always different.
So he says, tough time for me, and I said, so that's what's wrong with Thursday.
I go, bah, ha, 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 ha.
I could do late night post 9, but Jack usually has shows at night.
And then I said, you mid-dayed me. That's what's wrong with Thursdays. You hit me with a 11-2.
I mean, but we do midday a lot.
And I have a date Thursday this time around.
I said, all good. Let's do next week. Does anyone have preferred days? Tuesday's the best day. I'm free whenever Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, daytime works.
I go, Tuesday, Wednesday, evening should be fine.
And I said, okay, let's do Tuesday evening if possible or Wednesday before 6. And no response from Tommy whatsoever. So then we start, I told you about changing a password somewhere. You sent 5 years ago us recording. You complimented Locked and Probably Loaded. Thanks for that.
Good.
I was genuinely surprised to hear that you listened to it. Thank you.
I've listened to all of them because now they're in my rotation. I get in a car and drive 35 minutes to work, so it's just constantly going. Now I feel like I already know too much about you, but now I know way too much about DJ. I think when I shut the door today, you guys have already smoked or no, took edibles, and it was following up on the edibles day.
Okay, sick. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
And you were talking about trauma, but you were your Holy Trinity trauma, and you didn't want to go there because you're talking about getting roofied. Yeah, I listen. I know.
Tommy!
Nice!
I'm a fan.
Yay, thanks. I appreciate that. We talked about going to Blake's show next week, blah, blah, blah. Then you sent us a happy Easter text.
It says he has resin and it's Jesus handing you, it's like a joint essentially.
And I said, hell yeah, that's my Jesus.
I said, have you heard the good news?
Yeah.
And then I waited and I said, he has resin. Risen, happy Easter.
And I said LMAO because I realized you were sending us an earnest Easter text.
The image came late. The image came after those initial ones.
Yeah. So I laughed really hard at the earnest Easter wishes. And then you followed it up with a weed gif. And I was like, yes. Okay.
Okay. Great. That makes more sense. Yeah.
So that's my Jesus. And then Jack said, that Jesus rules.
It's true. Tuesday at 7:23 p.m.
Tuesday at 7:23. Oops, we were supposed to podcast tonight, weren't we? That's why we never make plans the week before. I'm now free anytime tomorrow if anyone else is.
I'm free in the evening. Nope, never mind. The thing moved. I'm free before 5 p.m.
Fine with me. And then Tommy thumbs up my I am now free anytime tomorrow if anyone else is, but didn't respond to the next. And so I said, gonna need more than a thumbs up, Tommy, LOL. And then Jack laugh reacted to that. That was Tuesday at 10:48 p.m. Yesterday at 1:19 p.m. I say, no, I'll just go fuck myself then.
Wow.
Sorry, just finished for the day. I don't have my Zoom and mics with me at the office. It could wait until I drive home in like an hour.
And blah, blah, blah. Whatever we settled on today at 2:30. But yeah, we always have a logistics segment, even when you think there's not going to be one.
My favorite today is Tommy goes, I'll be 5 minutes late, but I'm setting up. It's 13 minutes. And then after 13 minutes, you just text, ready.
We've been sitting in here.
We've been in the Zoom for 13 minutes at this point. Like, join.
The whole time I was making up a song, I was going, 5 minutes is 10 minutes.
5 minutes is 11 minutes.
All right. Well, I wish I gave you guys a segment. I wasn't trying to be aloof or, just been crazy busy.
So Tommy, look.
everything that I had going on fell apart, and then now I'm just trying to salvage some stuff, you know, life.
Tommy, it's fine. It's a great segment. It got us 7 minutes of content. We're doing great.
I love it.
All right. I'm glad that it's good.
Never stop, never stopping, Tommy.
Yeah, don't stop being you. We love it.
Yeah. Oh, that's not going to be a problem.
Music to my ears.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Not much show saving.
I heard you played pickleball in a recent episode of Vegas All In, so I downloaded the app so I could watch it, but I haven't yet.
Who told you that?
I've got people on the inside.
There's people who
Mr. PBS told us.
Yeah, Mr. Pibbs.
Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibbs? No, one episode. It was a short little pickleball tutorial, and then I played a little bit at the end. I start showing up in some of the later episodes, but, you know, we're a little behind schedule, so we're kind of cramming some edits, but it's fine. No more pushing. I asked people to kind of help out, and like three people did it, so thank you very much. And it makes sense because only three people saved the show this week.
Someone was trying to sponsor us, but didn't know how to send us money. And it was Miles. Miles Young said he messaged Zach asking how he can sponsor the podcast, and apparently Zach said, I don't know.
What? I doubt that Zach said that. Hold on. I have the email stuff here. Let me see. What's his name?
Miles Young. Miles with a Y.
That's really funny.
To be fair, I also told Miles, I don't know. As well, but the guy who should know is Zach.
Yeah, Zach definitely should know. That's like his entire job. Not that he's good at it, but you know. Are you finding it, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. You guys talk amongst
yourselves. He has a song he wants us to listen to and absolutely tear it apart about how much we hate it. I can just text it to you, Tommy, so you can play it.
Yeah.
Because I can't play it on my own.
Someone sent a message of how much they hate our...
No. They send a song and they want us to live react to the song. Miles sent us this song. I'll send it in the group.
I'm looking for the name Miles. I'm going to type my. Is it M-Y?
Yep. M-Y. Miles is saving his own show today.
Yeah, thank you, Miles.
With no help of Zach.
And he's trying to send us money to for a promotion, too. I have typed in Young. I have typed in Miles. I don't see anything.
Are you checking the email or are you checking the messages?
The messages. The messages that Zach gets. Oh, hold on. I'll try it again.
Jack, you have a show tonight, don't you?
I do.
With Rory Scovel?
Rory Scovel, Todd Glass, Fahim Anwar.
Nice.
It's going to be great. And we're at the American Legion, and it's the bar where they shot The Shining in.
I think I
just so you guys know, back in November. Okay, cool. My band is releasing our third album, Late Spring, so I was going to get you guys to play a clip of the song and just talk about how much you hate it. It's been a running joke with our band where fans and friends say how much our band sucks and hashtag UTM sucks. It's like what you guys do with the Dirty Rats, but the opposite. Actually, I don't know if you guys still do that or not. I'm like 22 episodes in so far. I fucking love the podcast, by the way. And Zach responded. It wasn't me. Zach responded, we still do. Ha ha, that's wicked. And then he sent a message. I think we played that. He showed that you guys spend way too much time on my earballs. And we played, we read that. And then he sent two more messages after that. There was nothing about I sent money and want to play something. We were joking around about how.
All right, well, did he just straight up message you?
No, he's messaged Zach. This is Zach's account.
I don't know, before that, he said he messaged Tommy. I was giving him the benefit of the doubt and blaming Zach. No. But anyway.
That's even funnier if he messaged Tommy. Tommy's response was, I don't know.
That's why we have Zach.
Miles Ryden. Tell me what's going on here. But anyway, I sent this song in the group, Tommy.
Okay. So texted it. Okay. All right. Under the Mountain. Are we giving away something for free by doing this? But
okay. Well, you need to tell them how to send money.
It's pretty simple. You go to anchor.fm, I think it is, /.
Well, actually, I think
show.
Anchor just got taken over by Spotify, so Anchor doesn't really exist anymore.
Okay, then we have no idea. How do you post?
then the answer is, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, how do you post the show?
I go to it's Spotify now.
Okay, so you go to Spotify, find our show on Spotify, and there should be a link or a button that says sponsor the show or donate or something like that. And then we'll get a notification. I guess you have to check and see if there's money there.
Let me see. Now, I'm checking.
We're going to use the honor system here and still do this bit and assume that you will send appropriate amount for the sponsorship. But
you could also Venmo any of us.
We do have money in here right now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but that's just what we got from the basic sponsors. It was like $80.
We have one monthly supporter, Harold Lawton. Thanks, Harold.
Harold probably dropped dead and forgot that he had this.
I know. He was like, fuck, I need to cancel that shit.
Cancel that shit.
Or he's just filthy rich and he doesn't care and he's linked up to a bunch of different things. And
hey, wait, how the hell do you do this?
Yeah,
maybe we'll figure that out off
profile page. No. It's going to be on the air.
Okay.
Oh, I got it. Okay. So if you go to podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/ the unsolicited, that will be our page. And then you can go, there's a button that says support this podcast. That's how you can get a sponsorship on the show. I'll say that link
honestly,
again.
You know what? We'll just send you $10. How does that sound?
Podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/the unsolicited. But boom. Easy. So simple.
I'm getting that link tattooed on me.
Okay, so should I play this thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that we know that he's sending it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hit play.
If he's only 22 episodes in, he's going to get the direction.
He's going to hear this in a year, maybe.
All right, hold on.
Technical difficulties. That link again. Wait. Oh.
All right, I'll start from the beginning.
That is the beginning.
That sounds like the beginning, yeah.
Very cool band.
Sounds good so far.
We'll see. And so it's a video.
This fucking sucks.
So the band's called Under the Mountain. Because I'm seeing there's like the video is pretty cool. Well done. Very.
No, the video is shit, Tommy. Rock. The video is shit. We have to say how it sucks. We're not getting paid to say how it's good. We're getting paid to say it's a piece of shit.
All right, so what you guys have to do is hashtag UTM sucks.
No, we're doing it. This is what we have to do.
Oh, okay. We're paid for?
The sponsorship is we have to say how much this
that
sucks.
That fucking sucked, bro.
Okay, hold on. Let me. God damn, this sucks. Kelly, doesn't this suck?
This sucks so bad, dude. I've literally, my ears are bleeding. Yeah,
this Axl Rose ripoff can't hit a single note.
Dude, what is this shit? People still rock like this? Like 20 years too behind.
Yeah, it's just.
This sucks.
Didn't this genre die out with the Sunset Strip?
You guys are missing the video that I get to watch. Where it's just some guy washing his face with beer and doing shots at the bar. I mean, that sucks.
Man, how lame is
I have this weird filter on my goddamn
you
computer.
Have the blur filter.
He's a blur filter.
Wow, that video's blurry. That sucks.
Wow, that sucks.
Sounds like a hair metal
it's
fan.
Very, it's like
wash your hair.
There's a guy just doing shots at the bar, drinking, bartenders cutting him off, wash his face with beer. Looks like he rode a Harley in there, but he's probably never seen one.
Yeah, he just wears a Harley t-shirt that he bought.
Tickets of Under the Mountain on the bar. And there's a bunch of chicks that he's been trying to get to go to the show when they told him to drop dead. Now he's wobbling out of the bar. Sucks.
Yeah.
Why do you have so much reverb on your voice now?
My voice?
I was hearing a lot of reverb.
You mean your song? It sucks.
Yeah.
So now here's him backstage, barely can stand up. They don't even know he's in the band. He's stopping him. He lets him in. And then he just probably grabs my guess is he's going to grab a guitar and still rock because getting drunk and out of control.
Oh, he's hopping a fence. Oh, he can't hop it.
He's watching a different video than we are. He didn't get let in.
Yeah. He was actively turned away and is breaking in through the back.
And then he's gonna just still waiting for him to come on
stage. First he's gotta flush some stuff down the toilet.
That was good.
Okay.
All right, I'll give him credit. That gag with the rock
that
was good.
That doesn't suck, but everything else sucks. And that's it. It's a lot of that. It's a lot of like.
Honestly, it's repetitive. It's dry. It's boring.
Now he's crawling through a hole with a. With
I didn't see enough hat. Stuff getting flushed down the toilet. More of that. Please.
Definitely not enough toilet flushing.
There's like mosh pit. It's like. Yeah, it totally sucks.
Right. Well, that's enough of that. Stop jittery.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah. So go to hashtag UTM sucks and let them know how much it sucks.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Have we fulfilled our obligation?
I think so.
Did it. You fucking did it.
Now, outside of it, it sounded great. But it was funny.
And you know how many good people work. Must have just clicked off just because they didn't want to hear that song?
We just lost all of our listeners. Yeah. Tommy.
Yes, sir.
How many billiard balls did you flush down your toilet this week?
None.
Whoa.
None.
You were busy.
You know why? Because I don't know. I like my place, and I just don't want the headache of dealing with a plumber, so I try not to flush.
CBS. That's the best place to flush.
Oh, no, no. At your office, I'll flush everything down the toilet bowl. I don't care. I'm talking about my own house.
Oh, I'm coming to Vegas.
When?
On the 14th.
Of what, April?
Yeah.
It's like next week.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be here. Fuck.
Bummer.
Oh, you're not coming here to see me, are you?
Surprise. No, it's NAB.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be in... oh, no, I might be here. I might not be.
I'll be 14 through 16.
I don't have my calendar. I don't know if... I'm going to Pittsburgh. I have to go to Pittsburgh for something, a family function.
You have a family function in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, not my family.
Yeah.
But my married into family.
Oh, damn. So I can't see Magic Mike? I'll only see Magic Mike if she's in it.
Yeah, no, we're not going to be there.
That sucks.
What are you doing here, actually? Oh, just NAB?
Yep.
Hold on. You guys talk amongst yourself. I'm going to get my charger real quick.
Oh, okay.
What NAB is.
NAB is like Comic-Con for like camera equipment, and I have a friend who's doing like a keynote. So me and my buddy Greg are going to... Grandpa Joe? Me and Grandpa Joe are going to go out.
Talk to us about that, because isn't there more information, more news on
It's Grandpa in Joe a now? Film festival. I'm not submitting it. It's Greg and Haley Arantia submitting everything, so... It's in a festival, maybe two.
I want to see the extended version.
It's making the rounds. It's pretty cool.
But I want to see it.
I could probably have Greg. They'll probably do something. I'm sure they'll do an LA thing at some point. Great. What did you just say?
I was just looking at myself in the mirror and said, I got to get in the gym.
Oh, yeah.
I need to do something. I'm out of control.
What have you been eating?
I got an addiction to Twizzlers lately. Can't stop, won't stop. Yeah, it's crazy. Can't stop, won't stop.
Tommy goes from one extreme to the other. It's either you're on the strictest diet ever or fully Twizzlered out.
Exactly. I'm like all in or not in at all.
He's twizzed up. Like
I'm spiraling out of control right now.
I think we should all just be allowed to be fat and happy, you know? Just let us... Foods are only solace at this point.
I mean, this is how the Wally begins. This is how we end up like Wally. AI's coming in, going to take everything from us. We're just going to be fat pieces of shit. Bad. What?
Good. I said that didn't seem that bad to me.
You're like, that's a future I could be okay with. I mean, Idiocracy made the future look kind of cool. Everyone's just fucking stupid.
It's crazy. Remember that video that I had with the AI speaker that broke from Carl's Jr.?
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy how fucking similar it was to the scene in Idiocracy. And, like, at first I wasn't even thinking about that, and so some of the comments were like, can I get a large fry? Or, like, whatever. It's like, or you're not fit to raise your children, or whatever the fucking quote was. And I was like, damn, people are getting so intense. And I was like, oh God, I completely forgot about that movie. And then it was like once it hit like 20,000 views, the search became Idiocracy scene, Carl's Jr. By the way, I don't know if I told you, I went back there like 2 weeks ago.
To Carl's Jr.?
Yeah. Because we were just at the park over there, and so I like stopped to get a drink, and the AI ordering assistant is no longer there, so I think I got them fired.
Damn, dude. How's that robot going to support its family now?
I don't know. I feel terrible, honestly. I thought it was a silly little joke video. I didn't know it was going to go to fucking news stations about the downfall of the world.
What's the weird food option Carl's Jr. has right now?
I don't know.
Because I remember we did one. I did a video with Cam for it. Was the BFC, the big fried cheese. It was this fried cheese patty on top of a burger. And it was not great. So I'm just wondering what stunt option they have right now. Because I feel like every fast food restaurant has like a stunt item.
Jack in the Box has a smash burger now.
And it's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's like it's not.
It's not a smash burger at all. I'm not sure what they're going for. It's just like why
it's,
don't?
It's basically just a burger with Thousand Island dressing on it.
And they go, "These are made to order." I'm like, "What's the rest of this shit then?"
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll take just a minute longer. I'll take it.
Honestly, the smash burger would be great on the sourdough bread because then it would be a lot more like a Frisco melt from Steak mm-hmm. and Shake.
Oh, god damn.
Frisco melts are bomb.
I guess Tommy's zoning out again. He doesn't like Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
No, we have Jack in the Box. We have, I'm just old fashioned. I like Burger King, McDonald's.
Burger King shit.
Burger King.
What the fuck?
I got offended. Burger King? I mean, McDonald's makes sense, but Burger... Have you had Burger King recently?
I like their traditional chicken sandwich, the original. It's like that fried piece of
potato. You mean that long
chicken
thing?
Yeah, the long pretend chicken sandwich?
No.
With cheese?
Tommy, this is your problem. It's Burger King.
Listen, and a Whopper is better than a Big Mac.
No.
I mean... it's tough because both are bad.
Yeah, they're messy as hell. Like, the Big Mac is messy as hell.
I actively don't like Big Macs. There's it's not great.
I went through a phase a couple weeks ago when I was just kind of working late and on my way home, and I knew I had food in the fridge, but I didn't want to cook it or prepare it. It was all healthy shit that my wife gets for me. So I would just drive through for a couple weeks there. I was getting out of control, which is probably why I look in the mirror and discuss it by myself now. But there was also Shamrock Shake time. Ooh. At McDonald's, and you gotta have a Shamrock Shake.
I went to McDonald's the day after they ended the Shamrock Shake. I was like, oh, can I get the Shamrock Shake? They go, oh no, that ended yesterday. I'm like, can you just put some some green food dye in it? I just want it to be green.
It's such a simple, literally all they do is they pump one thing of like mint flavored green stuff into the vanilla milkshake.
And yeah, it is weird to pretend that things are only available for certain times when it's like, but we know you have the ingredients. Like, let's just...
Right. And you know we like it, so why are you not making money? Because I'm not getting any shake now.
That must be the only way that they make money on the things is if they make them a fucking, like...
That's why the McRib's temporary, because the McRib was consistent. No one would get that piece of shit.
Yeah, because it's garbage. I tried a McRib for the first time, I think, 4 or 5 years
ago. That's about when I had my first one.
And I could not believe that this was the item that people were excited about.
It's rank. It doesn't... It's so disgusting.
It's long, too, right?
It's long, but you like the long shapes.
Yeah, love a long food, don't you?
Pasta. I like a hoagie.
Pasta, hoagie. Burger King chicken sandwich.
What's your favorite food?
Twizzlers. Long. Twizzlers.
I don't like to eat things this way because they get on the sides of your mouth.
Yeah, hot dogs? Me. Do you like hot dogs, Tommy?
When people have shit on the side of their mouth, it bothers me. So I like things long.
I'm a big time circular food gal.
Tommy, I'm sure you like pocky.
Circles are my food shape. Yeah.
Celery sticks, carrots.
Carrots are good. Carrots are good.
The problem, though, with the fucking fast food restaurants now is that they are all so expensive that it actually genuinely makes more sense to go to
expensive.
Like fucking Chili's, for instance, is cheaper to eat than McDonald's is. Like they've got the fucking those like. Pick your 2 for $10 or whatever things. Like you can
expensive again because I think Jack's computer automatically did a thumbs down. Rick. It's so expensive.
Yeah, so expensive. Oh my god!
It didn't work. I don't know. I don't know what it saw that made it look like it was a thumbs down. I wasn't doing anything. It just thumbs down. Clap comes by my head.
I get some basic stuff from McDonald's or Burger King. It's like $15.
Yeah,
$15, $16. Yeah. And I'm like, well, especially Taco Bell. And I'm like. Well,
are you
going to
jerk me off
of
or what? What's the extra charge for?
I had a $30 Jack in the Box order last night.
Yeah, it's like I remember it wasn't that long ago that I went to Taco Bell with 3 friends. I think we were either it was like the morning after drinking or something like that, and we were all just doing our hungover shit. And between the 4 of us, we spent $37 at Taco Bell, and it was like the biggest story ever. We're like, oh my fucking, we're a bunch of fucking pieces of shit. We just spent $37 at Taco Bell, blah, 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 for 4 people. And now it's like, one person orders, and if you just get slightly more food than the normal amount of food, it's like $32. And you're like, what?
I know. Now it's just got, you got to go find a taco stand now to pay normal prices.
I don't know. Is that even normal prices? Everything's jacked up. I'm going to play a message from some. We got one just came in, so we can kind of keep the ball rolling. Amy?
Hey, guys. Hope you're well. Long time. No chat. I just seen Zach's message to say that you're going to record in a few hours. Normally, I only see them 5 days after they've been posted. Updates for me. Well, I've had lots of stuff happening, but I'm about to be flown out by helicopter in a week's time to a remote island off Queensland in the Great Barrier Reef to freedive for 4 days, and I'm really, really excited. Anyways, 1-800-MARK, bye.
That sounds fun.
That does sound cool. But she sounded half asleep.
I didn't hear a word of it.
Tommy fell asleep. Tommy was put straight to sleep.
I was fine. I just, she's the one who just woke up.
She's got to get up early for the helicopter. It comes early.
Tommy
they
might
go by
be
night.
The only person with a podcast who has enemies.
Yeah.
Listeners.
And the listener still listens. She still listens. In spite of hating Tommy so much.
It's like they listen because they can't. It's like that, you know, it's like Howard Stern movie. Why they, number one reason people hate you listen? Because they hate you. And the number one reason people listen is because they want to see why people hate you. Or something along those lines.
Yeah. I mean, and truly, you can't even consider yourself successful until you have haters.
True.
So.
I don't think anyone hates me. I think that people think I'm just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what, you know, that's what gorgeous sevens can think.
I'm playing a character.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. This is method.
He's the Larry David of podcasts.
Oh, totally.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm much handsomer than Larry David.
Well, you're not 80, so there's that.
But I do think Larry David likes red vines. I think he likes red vines over Twizzler. So now you and Larry have beef.
Now he's a weirdo. Here's Erica. See what she has to say.
Hello, all you degenerate fucks. My name is Erica. I live in Michigan. And my unsolicited question for y'all is, if you had to eat a tennis shoe, what sauces or condiments would you put on it to make it more appetizing? Interested to see what you guys say. 1-800-MARK, bye.
God, that's a perfect voice.
God, that's great.
It's like very, you should do some ads for radio or something.
All right, so let's agree on what the tennis shoe is so that we're all thinking of the same tennis shoe.
Okay.
How about a Van? Just like a Van slip-on.
Vans feel dry. It's like eating a burlap
sack. Are they pre-worn?
Yeah, they're Tommy's Vans.
I feel like people wear Vans with no socks all the time, and I'm already having trouble with this. Can we get a pair of New Balance?
Okay, fine. Like, yeah,
just a fresh pair of white New Balance, white across the board. Yeah,
white New Balance and some
Velcro,
nerd rider wears.
Velcro laces.
Yeah.
It's actually, this question's funny because I was just thinking about it the other day. Like, I fucking hate dry, like, texture when I'm eating at all. So, like, I'm such a dip or condiment person.
It's like you won't eat bread straight up. You got to dip bread in something.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like it's either got to have butter on it or like marinara sauce or something like that.
So you would do bad with dog dried dog food. You need the wet food.
Yeah. She likes, but sometimes I like cookie crisp, but I like when they get soggy.
Right.
Are you still eating cookie crisp?
Like I'm not eating a cookie without
maybe I should stop that.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It is good.
It's hard to find, you know. Like, we got such a health-conscious society now.
Cookie Crisp is not hard to find. It is.
No, you can't find, like, Frankenberry.
Well, Frankenberry is seasonal.
It shouldn't be.
Frankenberry? That's just Halloween.
It never was. When I was a kid, Frankenberry was normal. Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and it was very rare if you found Booberry. But
that's only Halloween time, isn't it?
No, it wasn't when I was growing up.
Oh, it's only Halloween time now.
Right. I mean, but they also don't taste as good.
There are 47 other options that are the exact same.
I love Fruity Pebbles.
Frankenberry.
No, I will only eat Frankenberry.
Yes. Fruity Pebbles is delicious, but they ruin them by taking out all the sugar.
There's no sugar in them anymore?
They're not like, they won't like give you diabetes like they used to.
Damn.
These pussy children.
These fucking
these kids
post-
today don't know what they're missing. Real sugar and stuff that we used to have.
Post
like,
is
even my face feels puffy. Like I'm like a.
Wait, what are you talking? Didn't wasn't in your olden days when it was still black and white, you had to add sugar to the cereal?
Sure, no, yeah. People would do that on top of corn flakes before frosted flakes came out. You know?
Back when it was black and white.
Way back when.
So anyway, we're eating white New Balance.
Well, first I would deep fry it.
Okay.
With dough on it? Like a dough? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You soak it in the egg, and then you put the flour on it, deep fry it. That's good.
Deep fry the shoe, and then...
Like, but you know what? I think I'm going to turducken
like a
it.
Shoe tempura.
Oh. Shoe tempura.
I mean, because there's open... Don't you think you can like turducken it and maybe put like something inside, like... stuffing.
If you can, maybe
cream cheese.
Maybe you stuff stuff it first like a stew, like with vegetables and meat, and then boil it so that it gets flavor into the leather and the.
Yeah, rubber. Kelly. If you put cream cheese in and some crab, you become a crab rang shoe.
Yes,
you become delicious.
Yeah.
If so, then I would use soy sauce or whatever that sweet chili sauce that they have at Thai restaurants, whatever that is that comes with the crab rangoon.
I'm trying to think of the rubber part's going to suck. But the top, if you soak it in with, you know, and fry it, then all the good stuff will soak into that. That's probably not going to be as bad. But I don't know. If you fry it, then you need to have something to dip it in, but...
Now, what if you marinate it? Oreo? What if you like throw it in a Ziploc bag with lime, Worcestershire sauce?
Of course you're going to marinate it. Like,
Look, you got to loosen up the rubber.
I think it's a basic Italian dressing for 24 hours in a Ziploc bag.
Tommy, I think, is going to throw his in the oven and then just have a balsamic vinegar and olive oil. Just rip it piece by piece. And
A balsamic vinegar glaze.
I mean, truly... If you cut it up into small pieces, it'd be fine. My big thing is I don't like to eat anything in big chunks. Like, I want all my food to be, like, tiny, tiny little pieces.
So what you should do is you should chop yours up and then wok it.
Yeah, wok it.
Well, if you grill it, might get rid of some of it. Melt off some of the rubber.
You do some you wok it and then put it over a nice bed of rice. Use some oyster sauce. Make it like a beef and broccoli kind of thing. I think it could be nice.
I don't know. Or we just go old-fashioned, freeze it, and then dip it in chocolate, you know?
Yeah, that is the old-fashioned way.
That's how my great-grandpappy did it.
That's how my great-grandpappy used to just freeze it and put ice cream on it.
There was a documentary. I think it's just like a fake documentary that Werner Herzog did, because the whole thing is like he was like kind of towed the line between like what is a documentary, what's reality, what's not, and the whole thing was like Werner Herzog eats his own shoe, and he had it like baked, and it was a whole thing. I forget how it ends. I assume he eats it in some form or fashion, but
I mean, an easier shoe to eat would be something like a dress shoe.
That's what he was eating.
A lot more straight leather and then like a wood bottom. Less rubber to deal with.
Yeah.
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 What about a Croc?
Croc? Well, that's all rubber.
I put that on the grill and it just melts.
That feels like
it'd
be really easy to eat.
I mean, you could melt that down and turn it into a nice stew.
And if I just get the pump from McDonald's, then I make a shamrock shoe. Yeah. Just melt into that and suck it down.
A shamcrock. Shamcrock shake.
I was watching a video the other day where this woman was out to eat with her husband, and he was like, they were having like either pho or like a curry or something like that. It must have been more like a curry. And the husband was on his phone while he was eating, so he was not engaging at all, just staring at his phone. And so she takes the chapsticks, picks up a napkin, and like dips it in her curry a bunch and feeds it to him, and he eats the whole thing. And she's like, good? And he's like, yeah. I was like, how can you not notice eating a napkin?
I do like Indian food.
Texture is so fucking hard for me.
But it was like soaked. It was soaked in that. I'm sure that broth was so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How about this? You have to eat one of your shoes. You have to eat one of your shoes that you own. Which one do you think is the most edible?
Ooh.
It's a lot of shoe.
I think my Nikes. I think I would do my Nike running shoes that I don't run in, but they exist.
No, I would do something really like a Tom's or something, really thin and light. You could fry that bad boy up like a cracker.
Yeah.
It'd be like eating seaweed.
Chili oil on it.
The great news is when you buy a pair of Toms to eat, you send another pair of Toms to Africa for those children to eat.
So everyone can eat.
Everyone can eat a Tom. It's perfect.
I don't have Toms anymore. Am I kidding? Toms sold out. They used to be like kung fu slippers, and then they wound up getting too fancy.
Well, now they make like sunglasses. Like, they pivoted hard. And then apparently the whole thing was a scam. They weren't actually sending it or something like that.
I'm sure they were not. No one cares. No one's that nice anymore, or never was.
No one's as nice as you, Tommy.
So we, Kieran Smith sent a message.
Okay.
Said, tell the guys I love them all and that they're all awesome. Gave me more belly laughs than anyone else over the last 6 months I have listened. I'll maybe get the courage to send a voice message next time. I'll try to think of something good to save our own show. 1,800 mark. Bye. Thanks, Karen. And everyone else can go pound sand up their ass this week. Let me see who can go pound it.
Wow. Yeah? I've actually never heard it.
Pound sand up your ass.
That nice combo. I like it. Yeah, you can. So you can go pound sand up your ass. Wait, what?
You know who can pound sand up their ass this week?
Who?
Cable and Spagnuolo can pound sand up his ass. Roy DeYoung can pound sand up his ass.
No.
Go pound sand up your ass. Hey, Simon Kelly, go pound sand up your ass.
I'm just imagining somebody at a beach, like picking up a handful of sand, shoving it in their ass cheeks, and then taking a hammer to their butthole.
I think they're just punching up there themselves.
Up your ass.
It's a weird angle to hit.
Yeah, it's hard to reach, but you know, it just takes some time. You guys will get the hang of it.
Yeah.
I don't know where I heard that before, but I know it's common usage.
Well, it's go pound sand or shove it up your ass. It's not go pound sand up your ass.
I feel like a double whammy because you'd be clogged up and it's not comfortable.
Yeah, you always talk about like getting like sand in your shorts.
With a stamper, you know, like something like, you know, when they lay sand out the way bricks and then they stamp it. Like,
I mean, it's like a musket. You gotta get the musket loader thing.
All right, you know, because I got one of those hanging around.
I mean, yeah, mate. I mean, if you're pounding sand up your ass enough, you should just have one of those ready to go.
You're a human musket. No, you're a human barrel.
Oh man, we're struggling. Thanks a lot, everybody. See what's happening to the show? We're talking about pounding sand up our ass with a musket rod because you don't save your own show. So this is exactly what you get.
This is what you have done. You see what you've done to the show?
Conversation.
Let's Kelly. Talk
about Kelly's show. We're gonna end up being the Kelly review show. The loaded and locked and loaded podcast review show of a podcast.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
I also don't think we've talked about this on the air, but Kelly has sent us a couple of videos of people being weirded out about being naked around their pets. It's catching on, Tommy. People are learning the way.
You know what? The truth always comes out. That's you know that they say that, right?
That's
and
right. They do say that.
Everyone's catching out. Like, you know what it is? Like, just. I assume that like people are wondering where did this rumor start, you know, like how do people know I have a mole on my balls, you know, and then all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute.
Wait, it's the cat.
The only thing would know that is a cat because, you know, they're chatty.
I did just see a pet psychic recently.
A what?
an animal medium because I thought it'd be funny fodder for my life.
Why did it take like almost like 50 minutes for you to bring up the pet socket?
I forgot.
I didn't even know that was possible.
And let me guess, now Rhino's not naked around you because he said, I would prefer, Mom, if you didn't get naked around me.
Rhino's in a suit now.
Rhino's not naked. He wears three layers every day now. No, and it was only like a 15-minute thing. But the funniest part was at the end. She goes, oh, real quick before I go, and you don't have to tell me yes or no on this, but if you smoke weed, and I just started laughing, and she goes, he really likes the smell, so don't worry about like going to a different room or going outside or something. Like he's okay with it. And I laughed.
She
so
saw
hard.
You from a mile away and say, this bitch smoked weed.
Oh. It's funny because I literally the night before I go to him, I was like, we're gonna talk to an animal psychic. I was like, and I was like, I know that if this is real, you're gonna talk about the weed. And she fucking brought that up the last thing, and I laughed really fucking hard. But I didn't.
What was the first? That was the last thing. What was the first thing? Not some of this is all interesting.
She. God.
Yeah. What did she get wrong?
You know what? I'm gonna tell people that I'm a pet psychic, and when they come with their pets, I'm gonna take them by the leash and say, "Okay, we're gonna go in the room and do it. You stay out here." And because I'll be like, it's patient confidentiality.
It's the HIPAA laws. Yeah.
It's between us. I want to hear what they have to say, and then we don't need to talk about it with you. You're not the person who needs to get
right. That's right.
She said that I rescued him in a time that was like, or I had to spend a lot of money. It was like financially a very rough time for me, which it was. I was like, when I rescued him, I was expecting to get a big check. And so I was like, okay, cool. Well, I can at least be ahead of this. But then the big check didn't come and I was so fucking stressed out. And then he had all these vet bills and stuff like that. She said, it doesn't feel like you've only had him for a short time. Like he's obsessed with you. He doesn't want to talk about what his life was like before me. It wasn't great, but doesn't want to dwell on that. I don't know.
Maybe you should do a podcast then. Maybe it'll start to come out of the show.
Yeah. Talk about it. Yeah, you want to talk about it, Rhino? But I mean, none of it was notable like the last thing, because that also isn't something that somebody would just fucking say to random people. Like,
unless they smell your dog and it smells like weed.
No, it was, we were doing it over Zoom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she couldn't smell anything.
She couldn't see a bong on the table or anything.
This is all she saw.
Well, then now I really feel like she needs to be with the dog.
It was 8:30 in the morning, so it's, you know, it's.
You went to a psychic that early?
Did she FaceTime with the dog, or she just picked up the dog from
the dog? Like animals, I don't know if you've seen any things like this, but like animals are very intuitive when it comes to like any type of. You should be worried if a cat is fucking like. At attention, staring at nothing. There's a ghost there. There's a fucking ghost.
Yeah, I have tons of cats on my front lawn, but I just figured the lady before me.
What?
I have like tons of cats that are on
tons
my front
of
steps
cats?
When I go out. Yeah, like I mean tons, like three or four or five different rotating ones.
What?
I think they just bang in my bushes, and there's like a bunch of stray cats that hang out in front of my house. Ask Jackie. And I always wonder why they do that.
They're trying to see you naked.
This is not a joke either. This is totally true.
They're trying to talk about the mole in your balls.
I don't have one, but who
don't
told
you
that?
Know of? The cats, all five of them. They've seen it.
Maybe from that angle. But the point is, they're always there. Sometimes I open the door and they scatter. I'm like, what the fuck? Like sitting on my front porch, even when I drive by. And I'm like wondering if they're protecting me or they're trying to get some dirt on me.
I think they're scooping.
I think the lady who lived there before me was like a, because they ripped every rug out of the place and redid the whole place apparently. So I wouldn't be surprised she was like a crazy cat lady who fed them tuna fish or something on the front, and they still think that someone's going to care for them. But I do have a lot of cats, my wife, but I don't know that they're staring. They might be staring at ghosts.
It's the cat distribution system. If they just show up on your porch, they're meant for you.
Well,
you're not supposed to be my house. Getting them a home.
Not coming in my house. I think they just, I think it's a sex porch. I think it's just a place where they all go to have the cats in the neighborhood come to my house to fuck. Cause they know they sense, because you said they have a great sense of someone who really doesn't want to see it. And I think they're just trying to send a message.
No, that is not, I wasn't like, cats have a good sense if humans are uncomfortable with them looking at their dicks. And that's why they hang out at your house. I said they're sensitive to spirit and really intuitive.
I feel like if I was a lady looking at you on a Zoom, I'd get a sense that you get high now and then. And then I would say that's something easy to say. I also think that, you know, I can say stuff like, I would tell people, like, you know, watch being naked around your cat and dog, it makes them uncomfortable. I would do that to everybody.
That's how the movement begins.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, oh, animals, they either hate it or are really turned on by it. So FYI.
Yeah. Gerbils and shit like that in the rodent family, they're really bad. They love that shit.
I love how you've slandered these animals' names just because you've heard of animals being used in sex acts.
No, rodents, like, when you cross...
You're
you know,
like, gerbils are perverts. They're the victims. No.
When you say you're a rat, you're a weasel. You know, people use rodents as varmint, as a pain in the keister. There's a reason. They didn't just come up with that. Pain in the keister.
Yeah.
Right? Gerbil.
You think it started because the gerbils were just going into people's assholes?
Kelly, and what else could it be? What other pains in your ass could you possibly have?
How do you think you stumble upon that idea?
And then the gerbils are like, I didn't like it at first. Honestly, I thought I was a victim, but now I fucking crave asshole.
I think
they're perverts.
I think that someone somewhere fell asleep naked. And a gerbil went into his butt, and it was like really, really, it might have been an accident, but I think they kind of are attracted to asses. And then he really liked it, and then it became a thing. But if the gerbil would just mind his own business to begin with, it wouldn't become a thing. Because somebody had to know. It's like the first guy who had sex with a monkey or something, right? They would be like, oh, that was not that bad, and tell other people who like that type of thing. You know, just stay away. I don't know. You know, it's a much bigger conversation than we can ever figure out right here. But I think there's something to it.
You need to be like one of those new animal experts.
I think if you're confident enough about something, like I am, then people will start to be like, hey, wait a minute, maybe he's gone to something.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you would do really, really well on Fox News.
Right. I was just like, would you like, if your dog licked your penis, would you let him lick your baby's face? Would you let him lick your baby? And of course, no one's like, no. I'm like, my point exactly, everybody.
Tommy, where's your TED talk? Can we just get you to do like a TEDx talk about this?
Yeah. Why are you shouldn't be naked in front of your pets?
Pervert gerbils want their own assholes. And it's like, you gotta be.
I'm getting a state grant for $1 million, which I'll take 75% of it. And the other money I'm going to do studies when I line up a bunch of buttholes and not gerbils and see if they want to go into these holes.
We'll see what happens. You don't even need real buttholes. You can just have simulated buttholes, just like casts of buttholes.
It's one of those turtle races. You have a bunch of gerbils at the finish line.
Racing, or we line them up, and we have a butthole that like runs along the side of the track, and they chase it around, and we have gerbil racing.
Yeah.
This show is so friggin' stupid.
Science.
Like, what? Can we not? This is what we'll take 2 weeks off, and this is what we come up with. Thank you, people. See, who else?
We. This was fully a you conversation.
It was not. You were feeding into it because you know I get passionate about this stuff.
I brought it up. I felt there was a lull.
And good for you. I know you're trying to save your own show, but that's not your job. It's the job of Chadwick. It's the job of Colin. It's Jalen's job. It's Chris Carball's job. It's Lawyer Cop. Where are you guys? pounding sand up your ass. I'm kidding, guys. Maybe I scared people off. Maybe now that they have Kelly's podcast, they don't care anymore.
I think they stopped trying to save their own show long before I had another podcast.
Yeah, Kelly, yeah. How do you save your own show?
I don't.
They just have, and they have smart intellectual conversations, and we have been doing.
Because look, here's the thing, folks.
Too long to be able to do that.
We don't do this for us. We do this for you. And if you're not willing,
Jack's got the script. Jack,
if you're not willing to step up and have this show exist, then it's just going to end. You know, you see how hard it is to get us on one Zoom together.
And this is not, listen, I'm not even coaching him, folks. This is coming from Jack.
No, I just.
He gets, listen, he's got shit to do tonight. He's got dates. Guy's growing his hair out now. He's a full-time musician. Kelly's got other
can't afford a haircut.
That are probably getting paid. I'm, you know, trying to pretend I'm busy all the time. So.
What?
What are you, and what are you
pretending
doing?
To be?
Just listening? Hit play? We have technology included.
We don't want passive listeners. We want active participants.
Yes. I told you since day one that this is, something about that.
This is a dialogue between us and you.
You know? And we're not going to solve your problems and the world's problems if you don't bring your problems to us.
And the world's problems, because we, our head's in the sand, up our ass.
Imagine being one of our listeners and trying to explain this show to somebody else. Be like, oh, is it good? You're like, no, not really. Did they talk about anything important? No.
Absolutely not.
So what are they?
No,
like,
our audience is a
they
bunch
definitely
of mass-
talk about assholes and then berate us for the last half of the show.
And then I guess this is the unsolicited part. This is now what's earned the unsolicited. This is.
Yeah. Let me see who else needs.
Tell me about your favorite podcast. They yell at me for about 15 minutes of an episode and call me out by name.
I'm very masochistic. I love this podcast.
And then when I do call in, they don't like the way it sounds. Or something else doesn't work. Or they don't like the message I put.
They're not grateful when I do participate, so I stop. But then that makes them more mad.
With these guys.
I am very grateful for those. Let me tell you who I love today. Kieran Smith, love you. Kirk West, love you. Amy Elizabeth, I didn't hear a word you said, but I loved you. Love it. And Erica.
I tried to send money to my favorite podcast, and I asked them how to do it, and they were like, I don't know.
I don't. He didn't ask me that.
Podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/theunsolicited.
We're the literal embodiment of getting in our own way.
Yeah.
Self-sabotage.
That's because we don't personally feel like we belong anywhere but where we are. And so when we get a little bit of success.
Well, it's just because we don't feel like our work is being deserved.
I don't feel like our work's being appreciated.
No,
I don't think these people see us as the artists that we are. And maybe they think they can do better. Steve Gross. And you know what? Send me your podcast. Do that.
Yeah.
And we'll participate. We'll show you. We'll send messages.
We'll
send
show you.
And I'll leave you a message.
We'll show you how pros do it. We don't fuck around here.
Right. By the end of it, we'll be discussing world politics. No, don't do that. You get in trouble for shit like that. But the worst part about it is that I'm on this thing now, and I'm on Zach's account. And I see you. I see you, Izzy and Jason and Derek. I see a little green dot next to you. You're on. I know you're on. I see you.
Call one of them.
Yeah.
Tommy, call one.
I'm going to call Derek. He feels like the type of guy who can answer a phone call.
And I forget. Derek's only going to be able to hear.
We're such a family. Hey, guys, can you help my show out? Nothing.
Nothing.
Here's Derek.
Derek's only going to be able to hear Tommy, so.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Why do we do
this? No, you guys can hear now.
We can hear him, but he won't be able to hear us.
I think everything runs through the whole board, doesn't it?
No.
I won't be able to hear. I don't think so.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Because I told you to.
Can you get a picture of his dog next to him? Scary. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this Derek? Oh, hey, Derek. What's up? Listen, where have you been?
I don't know. Slacking off.
Yeah, clearly. I'm going to call. I got 300 other phone calls to make, but I just wanted to quickly hit you up first.
Well, it made my day. I just separated the groundhog from the German Shepherd here, and he's treating.
What the German Shepherd had of groundhogs. What the German Shepherd had.
Yeah, it happened. But the groundhog is getting at the dog.
Really?
He's trying to get in his ass.
Trying to get in his ass. Groundhogs are rodents, are they not?
Well, shit, made my day.
All right, well, what else is up? Where are you, by the way?
What do you mean? Like, what state or whatever?
Yeah, what state, country?
Maryland.
Where?
Right, rural Maryland, you know, between D.C. and
Gas
Baltimore.
Good area. By the way, can you hear?
No, he can't hear us at all.
You can't hear the other two? You don't hear them laughing?
Nah, not really.
Okay, so it's
not possible. You have headphones on. There'd be no way for him to hear us.
Just you and me, man. It's just, yeah.
Just me and you.
It's very.
This is weird, right? Is this weird?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say weird. I was going to say intimate, like the intimate acoustic performances. That's what we're having right now.
Good chat.
All right, well, yeah, because I thought that you can hear Jack and Kelly. And
he told you that he could.
We've said multiple.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. So from this end, it must be weird for you.
It's no, probably great on your end. Yeah,
it's fine on my end, but from your end, it sounds like I just called you.
You did.
That is what happened.
No, I did call you.
I need a buddy.
Okay. Well, listen. We missed you this week. Can you tell everyone else on the podcast that we missed them too? And we appreciate their messages.
Yeah, we missed everybody. We missed all of the unsolicited. These degenerate fucks, they're just not saying we're in show.
Yes, exactly.
I'm a pathetic example, and I'll do better.
Okay.
Maybe you should step in.
I wasn't trying to go there, but I'm glad you did. I'm just kidding.
I appreciate that.
Now you just actually saved the show by picking up the phone. I appreciate that, really do. No, really, because like no one else picks up because they know they've done wrong. But you pick up the phone and you took it like a man. You took it like a man, and there's a lot to be said about that. I appreciate you. I let you go, man. You got a dog thing to watch out. Watch his ass and
watch his ass.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for saving your show.
Thank you. Tell the gang I say.
Hey guys, Derek said you're welcome.
Yeah, we can hear him.
We can hear him.
Oh yeah, they can hear you. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Watch his right?
ass. Watch ass. We call him in the middle of a war. Groundhog versus German Shepherd. I didn't even know that was a possible battle.
I think the show we're just going to randomly start calling people because that's the best shit we got.
Yeah, look, green dot, you're going to get dialed.
The added dynamic of them not being able to hear us and you forgetting that every time and not communicating that to them is
well, awesome. I'm always imagining best. From his end, it's just me. Hey, how you doing? Like,
it's always just bored. Just calling up people through Facebook.
Why can't they hear you? I don't understand how come this
what do you
work.
Well, how does it not make sense?
Well, there's the board.
iPad you're calling through just has a headphone jack out, and that's going into your mixer. The only input that it has is the microphone.
It's going into the Zoom, so you can hear it, but like it's not going through back into the Zoom and back into it.
No, dude, it's just a headphone.
So how was he hearing me?
It's kind of like
because the iPad has a microphone.
It only goes one way.
The iPad has its own microphone.
No, I thought he was hearing me through the microphone.
Yeah, the microphone that's built into the iPad.
Oh. Okay.
Because you guys are hearing me through Zoom, through my computer microphone, but I'm recording through my microphone separately.
Leave the tech for the people who are going to be sending us their podcast so that we can call in and show them how it's done.
All right.
I think we can get out of here.
All right.
Let me find the... It's been over an hour. I got to go back to work. I'm in my office, by the way. Good old... pretty typical Thursday afternoon for me.
You midday me.
Someone's in my boss's office talking about how they just walk past my ass. My ass. Walk past my office and they hear me talking about assholes.
Yeah, he was telling someone to pound sand up their ass.
I thought he was talking to me. I'm hiding around the corner.
Go pound sand up your ass.
Okay. Bye.